In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
What do these Quranic expressions denote? 1. Ma'i Ma'ain, flowing pure water. 2. Bi'ara Mo'a At-Tala, deserted well. 3. Gasra Masjid, highly arranged palace. 4. As-Sahab, clouds. 5. Al-Matar, rain. 6. Az-Zil, shade. 7. Al-Fabakat, fruits. In brief, all those apparent things which give benefits, figuratively refer to the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim assalam, their sciences and blessings. There are many verses in this regard.
First verse. Say, have you considered? If your water should go down, who is it then, that will bring you flowing pure water? The Holy Quran 67, 30. There is a tradition, from the blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim that, this means, if your imam goes in concealment, who is there, who can bring an imam similar to the original one? There is also a tradition, from Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, that, he said in the explanation of this verse that, your water from your Lord is at your door, and the holy imams are the doors of Allah towards you, whom Allah has opened for his creatures, and the flowing pure water, refers to the knowledge of Imam. Sheikh Tusi, Rahmatullah Alay, in Ghaibat, narrates from Imam Muzak Azim, on the explanation of this verse that, he said, if you do not find your Imam, he goes into occultation, and you do not see him, then what will you do? The blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, if your Imam goes into occultation, because of your bad deeds, who will bring a divine infallible Imam for you? There are many traditions on this topic. Water denotes knowledge, as water is necessary for the life of the body, and in the same way, the Shias have got knowledge from their Imam, and it is for keeping the soul alive, because they have the trait of doing good, and water is necessary for a brief life on the earth, and knowledge is necessary for the everlasting life of the hereafter. And the hidden meaning of the verse is not against the apparent one, and both are applicable, because it has been proved that the Holy Quran has 7 interiors, rather 70 interiors or hidden layers of meanings. Anyone knows them perfectly, save the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam.
Second verse. And that, if they should keep to the right way, we would certainly give them to drink of abundant water. The Holy Quran 72, 16. It means, if they had remained steadfast on the right path, and strayed to the path of misguidance, we would have made them drink a lot of pure water. There is a tradition, from Imam Muhammad Taqi, alayhi salam, in Kafi and Manaqib that, had they had remained steadfast, on the vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and his successors, alayhim as-salam, and on their love, and had a firm faith in their imama, we would have filled their hearts with the pure faith. The hidden meaning of this verse is also as mentioned.
Third verse. So, how many a town did we destroy, while it was unjust, so it was fallen down upon its roofs, and how many a deserted well, and palace, Kasr, raised high. The Holy Quran 22:45. Most commentators say that it is the well located at the foot of the mountain, Hazar al-Mut. And Kasr refers to the palace, on the top of that mountain, and they were built by the people of Hanzalat ibn Safwan, who were the surviving people from the nation of Prophet Salat, alayhi salam. When Hanzalah killed their prophet, Allah destroyed them, and the well and the palace became deserted. The blessed Ibn Babaway, from authentic chains has narrated, from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, the deserted well, refers to the silent Imam, whose right has been usurped, and due to fear of opposition, he was unable to declare his imama, whosoever desires can gain wisdom from that well, and benefit himself. The palace, refers to the talking Imam, who can speak in public without dissimulation, taghiyat, and fear, and can openly declare his imama, and the silent imam is in occultation, who does not speak in public as a leader, and whose time of imama has not come. The talking imam is the one who has appeared. Also, according to another tradition, the palace raised high refers to Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and the deserted well is the Lady Fatima, salam ala alayha, and her children and the imams who are away from rule and kingship, and their right was snatched away. In Manaqib, it is narrated from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that both the palace raised high and the deserted well both refer to Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam. Sorry. His people were not deriving enough benefit from his wisdom, despite the fact that he was excellent in divine standards and merits. On the basis of explanations recorded under traditions, when people turn away from the true divine infallible leader, their affairs will be governed by hypocrites or unbelievers. As a result, they will go from bad to worse. Here, it is possible that the destruction of the town refers to their spiritual destruction, their misguidance and deviation, as they have derived any benefit from the silent imam and the talking imam. These explanations are based on the points stated earlier. The spiritual life is compared to the apparent life, and spiritual benefits are compared to the physical benefits.
Fourth verse. And as for the good land, its vegetation springs forth abundantly, by the permission of its Lord, and as for that which is inferior, its herbage comes forth, but scantily, thus, do we repeat the communications for a people, who give thanks. The Holy Quran 7, 58. It is narrated by the Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim that, the good land is a metaphor for the 12 infallible imams, whose knowledge is effortlessly gained from the Almighty Allah, and inferior land denotes their enemies, whose knowledge is dirty and invalid, and if a little knowledge of theirs reaches the people, that also does not benefit. Sheikh Tabarsi, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated from Ibn Abbas that, Allah has given these, as similes of a believer and a disbeliever. Though all land is of one kind, some are pure, as they become soft, due to rain and good vegetation grows from them, and production is also more from them, and some are salty and rocky, on which nothing grows, and if something grows, it carries no benefit. In the same way, the heart is made of flesh and blood, but some hearts become soft, due to good advice, and some are hard, which do not accept any advice. That is, those whose hearts become soft, due to the remembrance of Allah, should thank Allah. From explanations recorded under traditions, we may conclude that this simile is an indication towards good or bad tenets, that a person with good tenet accepts the sciences of divine recognition and accepts Allah's graces in life, while those having a bad tenet get only ignorance and evil. They cannot benefit from the divine grace and the guidance of Allah.
Fifth verse. Surely, Allah causes the grain and the stone to germinate, He brings forth the living from the dead, and He is the bringer froth of the dead from the living, that is Allah, how are you then turned away? The Holy Quran 6, 96. It is narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that grain refers to the believer, whom Allah takes as his friend, and stone refers to the unbeliever who is far from everything. According to another tradition, the germinating of seeds refers to the manifestation of the knowledge of the 12 infallible imams, and stone denotes those from whom knowledge is away. According to another tradition, grain refers to the original clay or tenet of the believer, in whom his love has been created, and stone refers to the tenet of an unbeliever. Allah brings life from the dead one means that the tenet differentiates an unbeliever from the believer, and according to another tradition, He brings the believer out from the loins of an unbeliever.
Sixth verse. And the companions of the right hand, how happy are the companions of the right hand. Amid thornless low trees, and banana trees with fruits, one above another. And extended shade, and water flowing constantly, and abundant fruit, neither intercepted nor forbidden, and exalted thrones. 56. 27-36. There is a tradition, in Basairat Darajat, from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that all these refer to Imam, alayhi salam, and their sciences that benefit the people. These explanations are deep, and it is possible that, it may be that paradise of the believers depends upon the manifested paradise, which would be bestowed by the Almighty in the hereafter. Rather in this world too, there is a spiritual paradise for them, due to the blessings of the holy Imams, and they bestow the shade of sympathy, help, and intercession over the heads of the Shias, and due to the spring of their knowledge and sciences, the souls of the believers become alive and the abundance of fruits, are there different types of wisdoms and recognition, which are never ending, and there is no restriction, for the Shias regarding them. And exalted thrones, refers to their good manners and ethics, from which they acquire good manners and happiness, and in the hereafter, also their physical and spiritual joy, would increase as explained in the Holy Quran.
7th verse. I swear by the fig and the olive, and Mount Sinai, and this city made secure, certainly we created man in the best make. Then, we render him the lowest of the low. Except those who believe and do good, so they shall have a reward never to be cut off. Then, who can give you the lie after this about the judgment? Is not Allah the best of the judges? The Holy Quran 95. Commentators have said that Almighty Allah took the oath of figs and olive, because fig is a pure fruit, which gets digested soon, and it is medicinal too, and has many uses, and olive is a fruit, which is used to make stew, and it is a beneficial fruit. Some have said that they are the names of two mountains. And Mount Sinai it is the mountain on which Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, prayed. And this city made secure, it means the exalted Mecca. Certainly, we created man in the best make. It means that we have created human beings implicitly and explicitly in the best configuration. Then, we render him the lowest of the low. Except those who believe and do good, so they shall have a reward never to be cut off. Then who can give you the lie after this, about the judgment? Please bear in your mind that many strange things are narrated in the explanation of this surah. The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim narrates, fig, refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And olive, refers to Amir al-Mu'mineen. And Mount Sinai, refers to Imams Hassan and Hussein. And this city made secure, refers to other divinely ordained infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam. And in this surah, man refers to the first unjust caliph, Abu Bakr, who would go into the lowest compartment of hell. Except those who believe, refers to Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. So they shall have a reward never to be cut off, means that Allah does not show the obligation of the reward that he bestows. Thus, Allah asks the Prophet, what the people deny, in the matter of religion. Islam includes a huge number of teachings and skills, but then again, its core is Vilaya and Imama of the 12 infallible Imams. Because they have exclusively deserved to be obeyed by the community. However, sorry to say most of the people preferred the most wicked soldiers of Satan, to them. Thus, the last verse means about the Imama of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. The blessed Ibn Mahiyar has through many sources, narrated that, fig and olive, refer to Imams Hassan and Hussein. And Mount Sinai, refers to Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the city made secure, refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because one who follows the Prophet, becomes fearless of the punishment of Allah. The statement, certainly we created man in the best make, refers to the first tyrant caliph, Abu Bakr, to whom Allah shows his kindness, and upon whom he completed his blessings, and from whom Allah had taken the oath of his lordship, the messengership of Muhammad, and the imama of his infallible vicegerents. So, he apparently accepted the pillars of faith, but afterwards, he usurped the right of the Ali Muhammad of his own free will, and did whatever injustice he liked upon them. So, Allah has put him in the lowest section of hell. Except those who believe and do good, so they shall have a reward never to be cut off. These denote Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and his Shias. Then who can give you the lie after this, about the judgment? The Hazrat said that the verse was revealed in this way and judgment refers to the Vilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, as the core of the religion. There is a tradition in Qisal that, fig refers to Medina, and olive refers to Beit al-Mogadaz, and Mount Sina is Kufa, and city made secure refers to Mecca. On the basis of explanations recorded in traditions, the word teen, figs refers to Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, because the fig is the most delicious fruit, and another tradition says that the fig is the fruit of paradise, and it has many benefits, and Imam Hassan, alayhi salam, is created from the fruit of paradise. It is the knowledge and wisdom of the Prophet that reaches the world, and increases the spirit of the Shias. The olive denotes Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, because it has many good qualities. Fine oil is obtained from it, that cures physical pains. In the same way Imam Hussein is, the nearest one to Allah, the most loved person, and his knowledge imparts strength to the hearts of the believers, and due to the holy light of his imamah, which reached his children, and due to the holy light of his children all the near proximate ones of Allah get guidance. It is mentioned, in the explanation of the verse of Nur that, Allah has compared his holy light to the olive.
And the mountain, refers to Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, due to many reasons. The first reason is that, the merits of Maulana Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, were revealed to Musa, alayhi salam, on this mountain, as mentioned in many traditions. The second reason is that, Hazrat Musa was having an exalted status, and was steadfast in religious affairs, and in magnanimity he was firm like a mountain. Thus, on the day of his martyrdom Hazrat Isra, alayhi salam, addressed him, "You were like a mountain in the matter of religion, strong and firm, and even the wind could not move it." In the same way, he was firm in belief, in times of great calamities. The third reason is that, as mountains are pegs of the earth, that hold it firm, and do not allow it to shake, in the same way, as long as Amir al-Mu'mineen or his descendants, the holy infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam, are present on the earth, it would remain firm, due to their blessings. As mentioned in many traditions, if the Imam is not there on the earth for a fraction of a second, it would surely get destroyed. Shia and Bukhari and Omari scholars narrate that, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, "Maulana Ali is the peg of this earth, due to which it is firm and steady." The fourth reason is that, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, is the place where the holy lights are revealed, as it was the mountain Sinai. The fifth reason is that, the two sons of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, are the example of fig and olive. As the father so, are the sons born through him, and these two fruits grow best on mountains. The secure city denotes the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, for many reasons. Firstly, the Prophet was a resident of Mecca, and the holiness of that place is due to his presence. Secondly, the Prophet, compared to other prophets, is like Mecca having superiority over other cities. Thirdly, one who brought faith on the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and his progeny, entered the vilaya or mastership of the Holy Sanctuary, and became fearless from the misguidance of this world, and punishment of the hereafter. In the same way, as a person enters Mecca, becomes fearless about the problems and difficulties of this world, and if he enters with faith, he would be saved from difficulties of both the worlds. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, "I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is its door." Now, all the explanations of those traditions, which we had given earlier, can be understood easily. But here, Insan denotes Nasnaz, and it is possible Insan is for the first caliph, Abu Bakr. The reason for its revelation may be that the verse is general, or because he was the most unjust one to enter the lowest position in hell, and the basis for the evil of all his followers. Just as those who believe denotes Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, because he was the most perfect among believers, and his faith excelled over others. In this case, the exception would be dropped. The plural is used for respect, or it includes all other holy imams, alayhimus salam. And Allah knows best.